we're taking a very, I don't like to use the word revolutionary, I like to use the word evolutionary path with liquid vitamins instead of pills or capsules. It's very innovative, just like Bitcoin is for currency. We've already had some great success out of the gate. I think it just the main reason we're interested is, you know, it's promoting and kind of putting our money where our mouth is and believing in sound currency and believing in things that we've talked about for a long time. So now let's put it into practice in a business sense.
Welcome to the Business Bitcoinization Show, the show dedicated to helping you enrich your life and grow your business with Bitcoin, the hardest money on planet Earth. I'm your host, Josh Friedman, and our guest today is John Ramsey, who's the owner of Tropical Oasis Health, which is a liquid vitamins brand. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about how Tropical Oasis has recently started accepting Bitcoin as payment. John is also going to share some insights into how to more effectively sell online. We're going to be talking about his early days as a libertarian working for Ron Paul. We're going to get to our interview with John right after this. Business owners, unlock the benefits Bitcoin has to offer your business with the Bitcoin for Business Quick Start Guide. This 27-page guide highlights the 6 ways you can grow your business with Bitcoin. Check it out in the show notes. John, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Josh. Thanks for having me.
So I'd like to start off every single interview with a few questions that help us to get to know you a little bit better and give us some insight for our own lives. Are you ready for these?
Yes, sir.
Question number one is this: when and how did you first learn about Bitcoin?
Wow. Well, there's two parts to that question, because 2012 was when I first actually got into Bitcoin and got into investing in Bitcoin. And that came because I was tempted and prompted by someone who was working beside me on the Ron Paul presidential campaign. But the more, glum story is I actually heard and saw Bitcoin in 2010. The craziest story ever, there was a classmate of mine in undergrad back at Stephen F. Austin State University who could not stop talking about this new competing currency. This is 2010. In his dorm room, he had flash drive miners that today would mine nothing, right? It would be so powerless, but he was getting, I don't know, a dozen Bitcoins a day, something like that. For years, he was doing this. He's a billionaire now. None of us have really heard from him, and he kind of went and did his own thing. But had I listened to him in 2010, I'd be in even better shape. But he was a pioneer to know about it back then. But 2012 was when I really started investing consciously into Bitcoin and started dollar cost averaging. Over the years, I wish I would have not sold as much as I had, but I've done well with it, and I think that it's here to stay and here for the long term.
Man. So 2009, I was a freshman in college, and very similar story, except for the fact that I didn't know about Bitcoin, so I wasn't mining. But the opportunity was there, and it's just crazy to think about that. You could have been, mining on your computer and getting, 50 Bitcoin per block. It's just crazy to think about. But, here we are, and, probably a better person because of it. But question number two is, what's an insight or fact about Bitcoin that you wish everyone understood?
I wish everyone understood that it's money. That it's not just an investment where you're buying. A lot of people think it's like buying a stock, but where I think Bitcoin gets really interesting is when we start to replace traditional fiat transactions in mass. It's still gaining adoption there, I think, but realizing that it's not just money, it's real money that appreciates or holds value. And we've just been so conditioned, and humanity has for since fiat came out, right, long ago, that, if it's not backed by the federal government, it's not real money, which is, it's so bad, because the only reason fiat money has value is because we give it value, right? Mm-hmm. And what kind of game are we playing here when we go work so hard and we build businesses and we, accumulate wealth in a paper form, but then it can just be stolen from us through inflation, right? So really understanding that Bitcoin or gold or really anything else is also money. It's not just an asset. It is a medium of exchange, I think, is when humanity wakes up to that is when we've really, really got a chance to see seven, maybe even eight figure numbers in Bitcoin.
Mm. So question number three, what's the Bitcoin resource you most recommend to other people?
I got to admit, although I've been, you know, using and investing in Bitcoin for a long time, I'm definitely not the most technically minded on the subject. I'm more of a, you know, alternative currency, monetary policy analyst, that type. But, you know, there's plenty of resources out there, different forums and sites. I mean, what I would just recommend to people is just get started, even if it's simple with a basic Coinbase account or any other type of account, and start dollar cost averaging, right? You know, don't put more in than you can afford, but if you just start dollar cost averaging and you stay up to date on it, I think so many people, what prevents them from getting into cryptocurrencies is they're like, wow, I know nothing, and it's too technical for me, when it's really not. If you just get started somewhere, I think that's the key.
Mm. Question number four, beyond Bitcoin, what's a resource, tool, or idea that's been helpful to you or any of your ventures recently?
Yeah, so really just learning how to sell things on the internet is critical. This century is the century of marketers. So learning how to navigate funnels on the internet and set up landing pages and websites and drive traffic, converting traffic to funnels through different audiences, is probably the most valuable skill for building wealth in modern times. You know, there's several ways to do it. You can do it through Amazon, which is already kind of built for you, or, you know, the real gold is found when you can build your own websites, your own landing pages. You come up with a great product and a great offer, and basically learning e-commerce. That's the number one thing to build that passive income and to take your life back, right? And to get out of the 9-to-5 grind. So if I had to recommend one skill set for everybody to learn in modern times, is how do you become an e-commerce seller? Because, you know, traditionally in brick and mortar, I mean, you're limited on who you can sell to just by geography, whereas the internet is open to the world, right? And then there's converting traffic everywhere. And it's kind of like modern day drilling for oil. And you find oil wells every now and then, and you got to capitalize on that audience and that traffic.
I want to ask some more questions about that maybe later in the interview. Yeah. But for right now, we have our final, what we call our arbitrary but insightful question. And it's this: as a general life principle, is it better to ask why or why not?
Wow, that's an intriguing one for sure. I think both are important. To always question, right? To always question institutions, to question ways that things have been done for centuries or whatever time frame, to always ask why and to learn as much as you can about not only existing institutions, but, you know, what we could ask, you know, why has the U.S. dollar, this is just an example of what we're talking about, why has the U.S. dollar been devalued almost 95% since 1913, right? Why do these things happen? You know, why does the federal government, why are they racking up all this debt to go fight endless wars around the world? And when we've got problems here at home, right? So I think always asking questions and questioning those in charge and accountability and those sort of things are very important for a thriving civilization.
Today's episode of Business Bitcoinization is proudly brought to you by Velus Commerce, where the future of business technology meets Bitcoin. As we journey through the era of Bitcoin and its transformational impact on businesses, there's one name that stands out: Velus Commerce. Whether you're looking to build a cutting-edge website, a seamless mobile app, or custom software, Velus is your go-to team. They've been diving deep into the world of Bitcoin since 2014, making them one of the most experienced groups for integrating Bitcoin and Lightning payments into a variety of digital platforms. But here's what truly sets them apart. Velus Commerce doesn't just build. They bring a wealth of knowledge to ensure your project's success from day one. Their team understands the nuances of Bitcoin, ensuring that your business stays ahead of the curve. And for all business Bitcoinization listeners out there, Velus Commerce is offering a free consultation to kickstart your project the right way. So if you're ready to future-proof your business in the coming age of hyper-Bitcoinization, head over to veluscommerce.com or reach out on Twitter at Velus Commerce. Let's make sure your business thrives in the Bitcoin era. If you were hit by a bus right now, could your family access your Bitcoin? When's the right time to stop hodling and use Bitcoin to impact your family's lives, not just yours? What if Bitcoin doesn't reach the value you expect, or it takes longer to reach that value? Do you have a plan? Do you have the proper trust structure to avoid probate, maintain your privacy, and minimize taxes? Do you want to avoid taxes to stack more sats or leverage your stack without selling? Should you add Bitcoin to your business's balance sheet? Are you truly confident in your self-custody setup? If any of those questions made you stop and think, you probably realize that simply buying and holding Bitcoin is not a complete financial plan. That's where Strong Wealth comes in. Orange-pilled advisors blending traditional financial planning with deep Bitcoin expertise, giving you the best of both worlds, so you can sleep peacefully knowing you're making the right moves for your family no matter what happens. Schedule a free call at strongwealth.net. That's strongwealth.net. Strong Wealth, wealth management for Bitcoiners by Bitcoiners. Well, John, we're here today to talk about a number of things you're involved with, but primarily John Gordon introduced us because your business, Tropical Oasis Health, is starting to accept Bitcoin. I want to talk about that. The interesting thing about the brand is that it's a liquid vitamin, which may have been gaining more popularity. I haven't really followed that sector of the health market, but it's certainly not the norm when it comes to vitamins. So maybe just to start off, can you share with us a little bit about Tropical Oasis, and then we'll get into some of the things connected to your brand and Bitcoin.
Yeah, absolutely. So Tropical Oasis is actually a 30-year-old brand. It's been around 30 years. My partner and I bought the company literally 10 years ago. Our 10-year anniversary is on February 5th. So the whole pitch of the brand is to take your vitamins in liquid form instead of pills or capsules. Liquid, there's been a ton of research that's put out to where liquid absorbs at 98%, whereas pills and capsules only absorb at 18%. And let's be honest, like, who in the hell likes taking pills, right? Nobody likes that. It doesn't taste good. And we've been able to, over the years, do a lot of engineering and product development to make liquids taste good and be enjoyable to taste. So it's really kind of on the cusp of, they've been around a long time, but for the first time, it's really taking off, and it's a really fast growing sector. I've got a few examples here. So all of our bottles are either in a 32 ounce. You take the cap and you take a shot. So it's like a 32 day supply. And then we have some that are in tincture or smaller bottles. So, but 35 different SKUs all around, from bone and joint, weight loss, multivitamin, vision, brain. We've got something for everybody. And, you know, when we bought the company in 2015, it was doing about $1 million a year. And now we're doing about $12 million a year. And we've never taken any outside capital. So it's all, we've been able to bootstrap it and grow organically over the years. And so I'm a big proponent of, if you can maintain control and do it without raising a bunch of investors and debt and having a board, it's a really beneficial situation. And then we also are totally vertically integrated. We own the manufacturing facility where the products are made here in Dallas, Texas. So we, you know, are American made. We're very responsibly sourced. A lot of our SKUs are USDA organic. So it's been a really interesting space to be playing in, and we're grateful to be a part of it.
So you mentioned the manufacturing side of things. Was that part of the original purchase, or did the acquisition of Tropical Oasis make sense because you already had manufacturing capacity?
Well, that would have made the most sense to do it the way you said, but we actually acquired the manufacturing facility, and Tropical Oasis came with it. Normally you have a bunch of volume and production, and it makes sense for you to bring it all in house and do your own manufacturing. Well, we did it the opposite of that, which it was a big learning curve to do that. But we were on the side and we were looking for a business to buy. So we went in and acquired this manufacturing facility. It was a distressed asset at the time. They, you know, were having problems. But we came in and did our thing and revived this brand. And then we also do a lot of contract manufacturing work for other brands. So everything from teas to ciders to 2-ounce shots you see in gas stations to protein powders to pre-workouts. We really focus in liquid and powders. Another area where we do a lot of business is in the non-alcoholic mocktail space. So essentially what our business is all about is it's competing with big pharma, right? We're not big on pharmaceutical drugs, and we want to give people an alternative, a healthy alternative that's natural for their bodies. And to be in the non-alcoholic mocktail space is another big win for us, because alcohol is, you know, the word's out, right? It's harmful to your health. It's harmful to the family. I mean, there's just so many problems that are created from alcohol use. And now that we're leading the charge on an alternative to alcohol for the first time, I think alcohol's having its cigarette moment where, you know, cigarettes hit it in the 90s where like usage just went way down. I mean, it's not going anywhere yet, but I think the word is out on a newer, healthier, like more conscious alternative. And to be at the forefront of doing all the manufacturing for those is special for us.
Absolutely. So you mentioned how over the years you figured out how to make the multivitamin or whatever your products are, but I noticed that you have a few different multivitamins. The liquid vitamins tasting pretty good. Usually these days, to your point, not just about pharma, but just, you know, the big food, let's call it, they figure out how to make things taste really good, but also be unhealthy. How do you kind of find that balance between making things taste good, but still be healthy and have it not be something that actually harms your body?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so we have a full R&D lab in-house. It's led by a 30-year beverage chemist, and he's got a team of 3 product developers under him. And we try to develop at least 3 or 4 new products a month, whether that's for our own brand or for contract manufacturing customers. We do a lot of work for like different influencers who have, you know, tons of followers, but they're looking to monetize their following. And they want to offer their following something healthy, something with their own brand on there. So we work with a wide array of like clients from across the board. But to make things healthy and sweet, there's a couple of paths you can take, right? There's always the old school sucralose path that's not healthy at all, that, you know, you can make mud water taste good. We try to avoid that one at all costs, but there's, you know, some clients just want it and some audiences want that. So it's really whatever the customer wants. But we tend to stick to sugar alcohols like xylitol or stevia. Stevia is a good choice. Monk fruit's a great choice too. We try to avoid, you know, the sucralose route where, again, you can make things taste like candy, but at what cost, right? And that's the real challenge, though, with liquids is you have to make it taste good. Because if something isn't pleasant to take, customers are not going to come back. Whereas pills and capsules, you don't have to worry about taste, right? You can just stuff it all into a capsule and you're swallowing it anyway. So making things taste good is obviously a big part of our magic, but we try to, you know, stick to, you know, the sweeteners that are, you know, don't spike insulin for one, or, you know, they're not so processed and so artificial. So that's really the answer there.
Yeah. So I was looking at your multivitamins in particular and kind of comparing it to some other examples of multivitamins, because, you know, you mentioned that there's a higher absorption of liquid. Sometimes you have equal or higher amount of certain vitamins, even in the liquid form, which would suggest that you're probably getting a whole lot more of the vitamin. I'm curious to know, though, when it comes to liquid versus pill or powder form, are there certain vitamins that are easier to pack into the multivitamin in a liquid form versus a powder form? Any, like, what are the trade-offs there between liquid versus powders and pills?
Yeah, well, nothing is easier on the liquid side. I'll say that, because now you're dealing with a wet environment, and in moist environments, you've got a whole new set of regulations and safety procedures, because in a moist environment, you can get, I mean, the food safety problems happen, you know, all the time, you know, so we have to have a very, very rigorous quality program. Whereas when you're just making dry things like powder or capsules, it's a much easier, it's a easier manufacturing process. But on the liquid side, not only do you have flavoring, I mean, you've got all kinds of SOPs and a set of regulations you have to follow, but there's no real particular vitamin that's more difficult. Some of them react a little differently to heat. So like your B vitamins or C, vitamin C does not do well. If you, for instance, if you had to heat up the batch to ensure if there was a heating step in the batch to kill microbials or to prevent any kind of bacteria growth, that would cause a little bit of a reaction to C. So that limits us a little bit with what we can do. But there's a whole, it's a fascinating field. There's a whole chemistry behind it. And, you know, we're blessed. We've got, you know, our head compounder's got 30 years of experience. You know, he's basically a chef back there, and he's developed institutional knowledge over the years of when to heat up the flavors just a little bit and when to cook in the sweetener. And then it's a totally new ballgame, and it's honestly why most people have not tried it. There's not really that many players in the space, because liquids are hard to manufacture. They're heavy to ship. But there's, you know, their pill brands are a dime a dozen, whereas liquid, there's really only two of us in the space. So it's allowed us to operate and really take a lot of market share.
Yeah. Yeah. So if people are interested in checking out Tropical Oasis, what would be some of the great places to start? Any recommendations, things that are really popular?
Yeah. You know, tropicaloasis.com. There's definitely a plethora of information there. You know, we put out a lot of content on our Instagram pages. We're starting to get into TikTok too. It's a whole new vertical. I'm definitely not well versed in it, but our Amazon is a great place as well. If people are, you know, they want that convenience of shopping, you know, we've got over 15,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. So we've built that business since 2015. We've been on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of different videos. We have a lot of testimonials. We have 3 board certified physicians who are behind our products. So there's a ton of information out there, and you know, and then if you just had to, you could call into our, we've got an inside sales staff that's very well versed in the product too.
Yeah. Well, I saw in your bio that you have like just amazing success on Amazon. So I'd love to hear a little bit about that, because earlier you mentioned being able to sell online. So someone listening to this right now who owns a business, they may or may not have an online presence. Mm-hmm. There's a good chance that that's their primary mode of business. But what would you recommend to people who either don't feel like they've cracked the code or that really want to make sure they enter into the online world in the best way possible as far as strategies? And then maybe also, what are some resources that you might recommend to them if they wanted to really make sure they're doing the right things?
Yeah, absolutely. So Amazon's interesting because it's kind of like e-commerce training wheels. It's just where we built our business to start. But what's beautiful about Amazon is you have people there that are already shopping for liquid vitamins, for example. So you have this built-in traffic of people with the intent to buy. So your cost of acquisition of a customer is way lower because you've already got people that are looking. And even with Amazon taking their cut and with, you know, all the different things that you have to do on Amazon, it's still worth it because it's very rare. You're able to, unless you really, really mess up on your AdWords, you mess up on your acquisition costs, you pretty much make profit immediately on Amazon because your acquisition cost is so much lower when you have that kind of traffic there. So we built our business on Amazon, right? It was that was where we focused our time. And then in the last 2 or 3 years, it's been this, how do we wean ourselves off Amazon and start building, sending that traffic to our websites or landing pages. A couple of benefits there. Number one, you don't pay Amazon's fee, but two, you own the data then, right? You can then remarket to those customers whether you're in cross market and cross promote other products and new launches. Whereas Amazon, they own that data. So you're not able to remarket to them. It's great. You're kind of like renting the customer because it's great for cash flow, but you're not really building any equity when you just have all your business on Amazon. However, it's an amazing place to start, especially if you're not well venture backed, because like I said, you can create that immediate profit if it's done correctly. There's a lot of good resources on how to sell on Amazon. There's a couple of conferences that are great. One called SellerCon, which is, it's a great conference. And Amazon itself actually puts on several up in Seattle where, all the big sellers can come in and they speak and talk about things that work and don't work. What's cool about e-commerce and what I love about the community is like, we don't keep secrets. When something works or something, like, we share, right? Because there's plenty of room for all of us. And it's not a zero sum game. We all win, right? But anyway, that's Amazon. But then if you really want to step it up, the way to really win in e-commerce is selling on your websites and on your landing pages, right? But that's hard. That's a lot of trial and error. You've got to have lots of content you're pumping out. You've got to have very expert ad buyers. That's when you move to the big leagues, is when you start selling at scale off of Amazon.
Hmm. So let's move to the Bitcoin portion. You've obviously known about Bitcoin, had Bitcoin, been in, I guess, the Bitcoin realm for a while. What was it that got you to go ahead and, take those steps forward? And what does that look like? Is it accepting it? Is it holding it on the balance sheet? Kind of have you thought through some of those possibilities?
Yeah. So number one, just accepting it as payment, right? Because I think it opens us up to an entire new audience of crypto enthusiasts who, have wisely been bought and sold and been involved in the industry for a long time. Our goal is to be the chosen vitamin for all the crypto community. Because much like them, we're taking a very, I don't like to use the word revolutionary, I like to use the word evolutionary path with liquid vitamins instead of pills or capsules. It's very innovative, just like Bitcoin is for currency, right? So I think, us becoming that sort of standard for the crypto community opens us up to an entirely new untapped audience, because no one else is really doing this, right? And no one else is really in our space is targeting them. But yes, we offer a rewards program for people to incentivize them to pay in Bitcoin. We offer that a rewards program through Oshi. And then we've already had some great success out of the gate. And, when we accept the Bitcoin, we either hold it or we either hold it or we'll, push it through if we need to. But I think the main reason we're interested is, it's promoting and kind of putting our money where our mouth is and believing in sound currency and believing in things that we've talked about for a long time. So now let's put it into practice in a business sense.
Mm-hmm. So you've mentioned earlier that even though you have Bitcoin, you don't do a lot of, listening to podcasts, which obviously people listening to this probably listen to a handful of other podcasts that are Bitcoin related, have read Bitcoin books, mm-hmm. things like that. It seems like you're philosophically aligned with it. And you also mentioned the Ron Paul connection. So maybe I think it'd be interesting to hear about some of your developments and thinking across the years, how you've gotten to this point, and also how you view Bitcoin in relation to silver and gold.
Yep. Well, to start, even though I may not be as technically involved in any of the podcasting and all this, I just try to buy it as much as I can.
Sure.
I try to get as many decimal points as I can. And I use a dollar costing average technique where, every first and 15th of the month, how much can I buy, right? I have a recurring buys on that, and just how many decimals. I don't even pay that much attention to the dollar amount, like in fiat. Like I just, how many decimal points can I get? Because we all know that day's coming when it'll be seven figures. Like everybody knows that, right? So my strategy is simple. I I've done mining in the past. I invested in a mining deal back in, 2013, 14. I've done some all of that. I've done trading platforms, but the best thing I've noticed, just buy it, right? And that might be short-sighted and not as sophisticated as a lot of people have done, but it's worked for me.
Well, just real quick there, before you continue on with your thought, there are a lot of people who are really sophisticated who have all the right answers and never pull the trigger. So 100% just buying it is way better than knowing all the right things about it.
Right. Exactly. You know, and I also find out the biggest critics of Bitcoin are those who didn't get involved with it. Right. Mm-hmm. That's usually funny to watch, but.
What I always say is the best critics of Bitcoin are usually Bitcoiners. Like, it's very hard to find someone who has a really great critique of Bitcoin who knows nothing about it. You know, Peter Schiff, whatever.
Oh my God, that's embarrassing. Yeah, for sure. But no, it's for sure there. But I guess one other nuance I'd talk about is like, man, the hurtful parts to go look in your account and look back in 2014 when you sold 15 Bitcoin it'll make you sick to your stomach. But anyway, it is what it is. You can't change the past, and you live and learn. But anyway, to get back to the point of why I am such an enthusiast, not just for Bitcoin, but for I'm definitely a collector of silver and gold as well. Anything that's kind of an alternative to fiat currency, because I was awakened to the scam of fiat currency back in probably around 2012, a little earlier than 2012, because I heard Ron Paul speak, and I heard him speak at Freedom Fest, and then he would go on the news, and I followed his campaign a little bit. And then in 2012, I joined and worked for his presidential campaign. And of course, it was all of us staffers who were thinking the same way. So we were just talking about this stuff late at night. And then Ron, our movement, what's cool about that movement, though, is it wasn't really a political movement. It was more of an intellectual movement for sound money, for a wise foreign policy, for really to awaken you to all the tragedies that are going on out there. Right. So what's cool about Ron is he gives you in his main book, he gives you a reading list of any topic you want to go down, from foreign policy to monetary policy to trade policy, all the different routes, right? So then I followed his reading list, and then you come across, books like The Creature from Jekyll Island, right? And then you read Ron's book, In the Fed. And so then I just went on this deep dive and realized, man, what has the government done to our money over the years, right? It's the biggest scam that's gone on in history, right? When the total century of central banking has been the total century of war and poverty and just all of these terrible things that have happened. And it's all enabled by being able to have access to printing money. And when I found out that Bitcoin had come out as an alternative was when I really fell in love with all of it.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess these days, where do you find your time is most valuably spent? Obviously you have some of these businesses, but it seems like a major thrust for you is just, having good money and preparing yourself for a future where fiat's probably going to blow up. So where do you see your time most well spent?
Two areas. It's growing the manufacturing business. We're always looking for new contract manufacturing business of people who have a brand or bigger brands that have a brand with a massive volume, or that maybe they're an e-commerce brand with a lot of volume and they need help with their manufacturing. A lot of manufacturers in our space are they're very old school and old fashioned. And we're trying to bring a young tech innovative approach to a very old school industry. Mm-hmm. So really brands who are looking to take it to the next level on customer service and the lightning fast delivery and lead times. I work a lot on courting those type of people to try to get them to come make their product with us here in Texas. The other half is spent on the marketing operation of Tropical Oasis. Another part that a lot of people I found out about me in the recent years is in 2019, We co-founded an organization that uses DNA technology to reunite sex trafficked children to their parents. And we've successfully done that over 4,000 times so far. Wow. So you'll have a child that's in custody in the U.S. or any country, and they don't even know their name. They don't know who their parents are. And we're able to get their DNA through a swab, and then you'll have parents or relatives back in the home country that are looking for their child. And then if you get both swabs, the technology is so powerful, you can have a match. So wow. My real passion is not even money or Bitcoin or business. My passion is philanthropy, and particularly this technology. I was invited in 2023 to speak at the Vatican Church at the Pontifical Academy of Sciences, and I got to present our work, and so that was a special time as well. But it's been fun trying to really go from country to country to set up these systems. But obviously, it takes a lot of money and resources to do it. So. That's my purpose for growing my wealth, is to leave the world a better place.
Mm. So do you lead that organization? Do you have other people staffing it? What does that look like? Because it seems like a big operation.
Yeah, the name of the organization is returned.org, and I do not lead that organization. I'm on the board and a co-founder, but it has an executive director, and then we have a partnering organization, because I'm not a scientist at all. But our partner, his name is Dr. Jose Lorente. He's a world famous DNA technologist and geneticist from Granada, Spain. He actually discovered Christopher Columbus's bones. He's next level, and he's world renowned. He's what I'd call a celebrity geneticist. And okay. He's been doing this for 20, 25 years. And when he realized how, you know, his skill set of, you know, using DNA, he was like, wow, why don't we use this to find and identify missing children? So that was what he did. And we happened to meet in 2019, and this beautiful, harmonious relationship was born. We've been to 4 or 5 countries on trips where we interview victims and how DNA was able to reunite them to their family. And it's been a real blessing, and something that I'm very passionate about. And it's something that my foundation will be very focused on for a long time, because the problem is just, it's insanity. It's true insanity. We're at modern day slavery. Human slavery is at an all time high right now. On the conservative numbers of how many children are in the sex trafficking trade.
And could you share that website one more time?
Yep. It's a returned with an ED, returned.org.
Perfect. One other thing that I want to touch on before we finish up today's interview is, you mentioned that manufacturing is a big part of what you're doing. Do you see any changes on the horizon in a Trump presidency? Because I know Trump wants to onshore a lot of things, and I know liquid mm-hmm. vitamins may not be at the top of his list, but just in general, do you see benefits in the next 4 years or so for manufacturers who are onshore?
Man, I really hope so. You never know. It'll be tough to tell, but this administration, they definitely do talk a big game. Where I'm really hopeful is, I befriended Robert F. Kennedy Jr. this last mm-hmm. election cycle. I actually held an event for him at my mm-hmm. house when he was an independent, and he came and we raised him a lot of money. And he is one of those high vibrational individuals that you seldom meet in a lifetime. And I've been lucky to meet a couple of them, between him, Ron Paul, and some others as well. But he truly embodies what I think is going to make major change in this country, from getting our food clean to getting the vaccines under control that are not researched. And to really, you asked earlier in the interview, ask why. And he is the king of asking why, and really digging into corporate capture and all the corruption that's going on. And I mean, you just see how all those senators acted the other day when he was in his hearing, right? They're just panicking because he's about to expose these people for all of the royalties they've taken from vaccine companies. And I mean, it's truly like just a, you know, the truth will set us free. And, you know, RFK Jr. is, you know, what I see as a truth warrior. And that's what I'm probably most excited about with this administration is, you know, weaning Americans off of drugs and big pharma and getting them back on natural alternatives and health and prevention and all these different things. So I think if I was going to be most excited about something, you know, put all the, you know, the manufacturing environment aside, it's the idea that we can get back to a more natural health, natural alternative. And that's what the type of stuff we manufacture at Agile Nutrition.
Well, that seems to be a perfect place to end the interview. Do you have any final thoughts before we finish up, as well as where would you like people to go to keep up with you and your work?
Yeah, absolutely. So I, you know, would love for people to try out our products at tropicaloasis.com. You know, it's a, once you take liquid vitamins, it's, you're hooked, because it's, you know, you start to feel amazing, your energy levels, your skin glowing, like it's just, there's so many benefits there. So once you take it, you're going to be hooked. Our lifetime value of customers is so high, the retention rate, right? And then, you know, also follow our philanthropic work, at return.org. You know, it's, you can join the movement. It's a worldwide movement that's, going to bring truth and transparency in our time, I believe.
Great. John, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Well, friends, it's a wrap. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Business Bitcoinization Show. If you want to reach out to either me or John, you can find those links down in the show notes. And next time you're looking for a multivitamin, remember Tropical Oasis Health. As always, keep building, keep growing. And until next time, keep living and leading well. Thanks to those who have been supporting the show on Fountain in the last week, including JMcGee17, who sent a 100 sat boost about last week's episode with Daniel Frank. Joe is one of the co-founders of Sovereign, and I appreciate that support. Also, thanks to user 2591112. Who sent a 500 sat boost about the previous week's episode with Stephen Cole from Orchestra. Thank you to those who streamed sats as well, including Tapatingo, who streamed 816 sats, and user 7851034. Who streamed 12 sats to the show. If you also would like to support the show, you can listen on Fountain and either stream sats as you listen. And if you include a comment with that boost, I'll plan to read it on the show.